Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word and means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I have to tell you, on yesterday's broadcast, Steve Hill was sharing how God took him out of the deathbed. He was saying, in fact, Steve, what did the hospice workers say to you just before you said enough is enough?
No, they were just doing their job, okay? And I'm real careful about using names of organizations, but that's fine. The bottom line is it was over, all right? And they'd been there, done that, and they knew.
How much time did they say you could live?
Just a few days.
That's what I thought. But you know, there's something about, even though you had been prayed for by the best, even though you prayed for all you were worth, even though you've seen hundreds of thousands of miracles of people with cancer, people on their deathbed, but there was something about you reached a point and you said, I'm going off of all medications, all of the radiation and the chemo and all of these things. And it took you months to get that out of your system. And it was gradual. You explained that. But how does a doctor explain you have the amount of energy you have right now?
Let me tell you what I prayed to the Lord. And some people that are listening, you think I'm super spiritual. I am extremely spiritual. But during this time, I was not having 2 and 3 hour devotions with the Lord. I couldn't read the Bible. I couldn't understand television. I called my wife. If you were listening to yesterday's broadcast, I called her George, and her name is Jerry, and I was gone. And so I prayed a prayer, Sven. I said, Jesus, it doesn't look good. If you let me live, I tell you what I'm going to do. I will win another million people to you. Now, Lord, if I die, I'm with you. And so that's really, to die is gain, the Bible says, Jesus. And I was just talking to him. He was just Jesus and me alone. And friend, listener, you've got to get to a place where it's you and Jesus alone, where it's not somebody else interpreting everything. You're talking to Jesus. And I said, if you'll let me live. And he knew I wasn't talking about a million more choir members. He knew I was talking about radical, radical evangelism, that I'll win people to him that have never, ever known the Lord. And that's what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, the energy level that you have, I know few people that can do what you're doing right now. God obviously took you up on that. You've got your work cut out for you. Are you going to make a million Steve Hills? That's what I believe God wants you to do. And so, Steve, the reason I contacted you is I heard about the Open Vision. Tell me about it.
Just a few weeks ago, I was sitting in my living room all alone, and I start talking to Jesus. And as I was talking to the Lord, something happened that I've never had happen before in my life. He instructed me to close my eyes, and he began, the only way I can say this is in modern day lingo, is he downloaded a full color vision into my spirit about what's going on in the Western church and how it's spreading all over the world and how I have been saved from death to help stop this avalanche of false teaching. And let me go one step further as we talk about this vision. Many that are listening, and you're going to understand this so well, you're going to see yourself in this vision and in the book. Sid, you are called to blow up this avalanche. And an avalanche is a piling up of snow. It can be a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, but it piles up. And when it piles up, if it's not destroyed, it's going to come down the mountainside and kill everything in its path. And what is happening right now? So much false teaching is piling up, one on top of the other, that if we don't do something about it, it's going to come sweeping down on innocent Christians who have been listening and partaking of this candy, of this food that's actually poison, and they're going to be spiritually killed. I speak to you, audience, and I speak to you, Sid, as one who's experiencing that right now. Because the vision is online, it's out there, people are calling, people are away from God, they're asking me to forgive them, they're asking Jesus to forgive them, they see themselves as one of those that is being destroyed by the teachings of today, and I just know without a doubt that this is a open vision, and I can talk about that from the Lord.
Okay, I want you to explain to me what you saw step by step. Now, I know there's no way we can handle anything close to everything you saw in the teaching, and that's why we're going to be offering your brand new book that's not in the bookstores yet called Spiritual Avalanche and your 5 CDs. I want everyone to be mentored by Steve Hill to move in the supernatural, and the 5 CDs are titled Operating in the Miraculous. It's available for a gift of $45. And we're bonusing this very unique DVD by Steve Hill, which is his television show and ministry time done after the shoot. Off the charts. So tell me about that vision, Steve.
For those who are listening, and I say that quite often with radio broadcasts and television. I've been doing radio and television, like you said, for many, many decades. You can watch or listen, but not be watching and listening. And for those who are listening, you will understand this word avalanche. When you see the book, you're going to see that that is the predominant word. It's going to jump out at you, not the spiritual, but the avalanche that could kill millions, okay? Avalanche is what I saw, and I'm just going to give it to you very quickly, so listen. As I was sitting in my chair on my couch, the Lord started giving me a full picture of a ski resort. Now, I am a skier. I'm a downhill skier. My whole family is. So I understood the places, if you live in America, like Vail, Colorado, and Aspen, and some of these resorts, they're all Breckenridge. They're all just beautiful villages, Swiss-looking chalets. And that's exactly what I saw. I saw people running around, laughing, having a great time. And the details are all in the book. And I saw so many details. And then the Lord began to reveal to me, as the people went to their homes, to go to sleep, went to their condos, they went to their chalets, they went to their hotels. The Lord showed me there was a group that was not going to the hotels, and that was the avalanche patrol. They were on full alert because it was about to snow.
I'll tell you the thought that's coming to me. Sounds to me like you're describing the days of Noah. That's what you're describing. They were marrying, they were working, they were doing they were busy with the activities of this life, and they didn't know that avalanche was ready to happen.
I hope I have a couple minutes, because this is what I saw. The ski patrol mounted helicopters, ski mobiles, and then one group actually operated anti-tank artillery. They set it up on the streets. Now remember, I'm watching this. I've never seen this in my life. And they began going up the hill. They began sticking dynamite into the mountain. They began blowing up the mountain from the helicopters. Then they began shooting shells, massive shells, from those artillery guns into the mountains. And they were blowing up the avalanche, knowing that in just a few hours, if they didn't do their job, then skiers who had come to just enjoy life would die. Now, spiritually, If we don't do our jobs as prophets, evangelists, as teachers, pastors, if we don't do our job, then who is going to destroy the avalanche of false teaching that's going to come down the hill and kill millions of people? It's already killing millions. I'm on the phone almost every day with young people that are saying, I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here. My own daughter, Sid, was taught 2 weeks ago that now that she's a Christian, she can do anything she wants. She can sin. She can go to bed with her boyfriend. She can do drugs. She can drink because she's a Christian and she's saved and nothing's going to separate her from God. And I want to tell you something, nothing more will separate you from God than that type of teaching, because only the holy will see the Lord.
Well, again, there's no way we can cover everything. That's why they're going to need the book. But I can tell you that God has put in my heart, even before I talked with you and saw the vision, a lot of this false teaching. It's rampant. It isn't. It's literally an avalanche right now. You can't watch most Christian TV and listen to most Christian radio without hearing some of this teaching coming out. Now, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. But I urge you to get this book. We've got it before it's in the bookstores. The title is Spiritual Avalanche, subtitled The Threat of False Teaching That Could Destroy Millions. I don't know if I would put the word could. I don't know if my faith is up there. It's not could. I believe it's going to kill millions, but it doesn't have to kill you. It doesn't have to kill your loved ones. And that's why I want you to get this book. And then I want you to be personally mentored by Steve Hill with his 5 CDs, Operating in the Miraculous. And we're bonusing this very unique DVD by Steve Hill, which is his television show and ministry time done after the shoot, available for a gift of $45. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.